Last spring, Vancouver residents, local businesses, and community groups came together to oppose Walmart, and City Council listened. Council rejected the application for a new big box superstore on Marine Drive, and Vancouver remains Walmart free, at least for now. With last weekend's election of Sam Sullivan for mayor, Walmart's application may be reconsidered, and with a pro-development council, this time it may be accepted. Liza Featherstone knows a lot about what happens when Walmart comes to town. She is a New York-based journalist who's done extensive writing and research on the megastore, and she's the author of Selling Women Short, The Landmark Battle for Workers' Rights at Walmart, and she joins me by phone this morning from Massachusetts. Hello, Liza.
Hi there.
Now, what happens to a community when Walmart opens up?
Well, a couple things. First of all, a lot of people don't realize how much money a community spends just to have Walmart come in the first place. Walmart often demands millions of dollars in subsidies and tax breaks, and so that's an enormous cost right up front just to build the store. Then what also happens is that the downtown of the community is often quite decimated by the competition from the Walmart, with the result that people find they have to drive more, because usually the Walmart is located on the outskirts of town. That can result in much more car traffic as opposed to foot traffic, more congestion, more pollution. It's also, Walmart drives down the retail wages in the area. So if you've got grocery stores or other retailers that are paying decent wages, they'll find they have to lower their labor costs in order to compete with Walmart. In fact, one study by a Penn State economist recently found that for each new Walmart that comes into a community, poverty rates increase countywide. So that's also a significant problem that a community faces when Walmart comes to town.
One of Walmart's key messages is that it can provide low-priced goods that are affordable to working people and those with low incomes. What's the cost of having those cheap consumer goods?
Well, it's certainly true that Walmart brings low-cost goods to a community, but I think one of the problems is that there are so many costs that don't show up on your receipt. You know, when you shop at Walmart, you look at your receipt and you think, gosh, I'm really saving so much money. But you don't see some of the costs to you as a taxpayer. Like, for instance, when Walmart comes to town, you're paying quite a bit in public assistance to support workers who can't make ends meet, despite the fact that their employer is making billions in profits. So you are paying with your local health clinics, your local health care when the employees have to go to the emergency room because they don't have health insurance, public housing, all manner of public assistance that you as a taxpayer are paying to support this company, whose heirs, the Walton family, are actually the richest family in the world. So, you know, these are the profits from these low prices are not going to the workers, and you as a taxpayer are just ending up subsidizing the Walmart family, basically.
I want to turn a little more to talk about the workers, and there are reports that a recently leaked company memo includes recommendations for discouraging, quote, unhealthy workers from applying at Walmart in order to reduce health care expenses. What was in this memo?
This memo is quite amazing. This was a memo to the board of directors written by Susan Chambers, who's Walmart's vice president for benefits. Her job was to come up with ways that Walmart could keep its health care costs down while addressing some of the criticism that Walmart has received for having such poor health benefits. Of the criticism, she wrote, our critics are correct in some of their assertions, namely, our health insurance is too expensive for low-income Americans. So that she certainly admitted that right there, and she also admitted that according to Walmart's own internal documents, 46% of the children of Walmart employees were on Medicaid. That's the public health care system for poor people in the United States, or lacked health insurance altogether. And I know because you have national health insurance in Canada, this isn't as pressing an issue for you, but in the United States, it's a very serious problem when an employer won't provide health insurance, because it gives that employer a competitive advantage over other employers that are providing health insurance. So you're lucky that that's a way that's something that gets taken out of competition for businesses in Canada. But yes, so her solution was, you know, we've got these escalating healthcare costs. We're getting criticized about our poor health benefits. That clearly the solution is to, quote, dissuade unhealthy people from coming to work at Walmart.
Dissuade, that's quite a word there.
Yes, it's quite a word, and that was the exact word she used. And what she meant was that they should add more physical activity to each of the job descriptions. So, for example, and this is the example she gave, cashiers should have to gather carts from the parking lot. So every job should be made to sound more physically difficult, so that somebody who was, for example, obese or had a physical disability or was sick in some way would think, well, that's not a job I'm going to be able to do. I mean, and this is just outrageous that Walmart is proposing to keep its healthcare costs low by effectively discriminating against people who have some sort of disability.
Is there discrimination against other groups of workers? We talked about the people who have some kind of disability, but can you trace discrimination against other groups?
Absolutely. The subject of my book, Selling Women Short, is a sex discrimination case against the company, which is the largest civil rights class action suit in history, representing 1.6 million U.S. women who have worked for Walmart. So discrimination is certainly not a new thing to this company. And, you know, absolutely, in this healthcare memo, they are really outlining a plan to discriminate.